Welcome to the Creative Chats Podcast with Mike Brennan. Welcome to another episode of Creative Chats. It's the podcast for artists, makers, and content creators, where we talk about creativity, the creative process, and story. I'm your host, Mike Brennan. If you'd like to connect with me, you can do so over on Instagram. I'm at MikeBone, or at my website, which is mikebrennan.me. Also, I'd love to extend an invitation to you to join our Facebook community called Daily Creative Habit. And at Daily Creative Habit, you can join creatives with all sorts of different expressions who really just want to show up more consistently for their creativity and craft. Maybe you have a creative goal or dream, and that goal or dream is only realized when we actually take action steps and keep showing up every single day, moving towards that goal. So if that's something that you feel like you'd love to be a part of, we would love to have you. Just go to dailycreativehabit.com and request to join our group. Now for this week, I want to share with you a Facebook Live that I did recently with a friend of mine, Daniela Nika. And Daniela has an incredible story that she shares in this episode. And as a matter of fact, she is hosting an online summit. It's a virtual summit called Monetize Your Genius. And this is for people who are really wanting to learn how to monetize, especially multiple streams of income. Maybe you are a musician and you've been thinking about putting together a course, or you're an artist and you want to put together some kind of membership. Regardless of whatever it is, the days that we're living in today, we need to diversify what we're doing even more so, because I think, you know, it's obvious that if one of our income streams goes down because the industry has changed or because of some other external factors, we need to be able to have other streams of income coming in. Or maybe there's a slow season for you with your creativity, and it's built into the rhythms of what you do and how you do it and the marketplace. It's always good to have the ability to create other assets and resources and courses and get those things out to the people who need them and who could be helped by them. And so I want to invite you to listen closely to our Facebook Live that is this episode, because Daniela really shares not only about this summit and the benefit, but also like where it came from and why now is the best time for this to be happening. I know that you're really going to resonate with Daniela. Just she's an amazing person. She grew up in Romania and again has an incredible story, a true rags to riches story. And I want to invite you to come to the summit. I'm going to put the link in the show notes, and it's happening like real soon. Like it may already be happening as you're listening to this episode. But join in and make sure you sign up. It's free. You will get access to, 50 plus industry experts with all sorts of information about copywriting and, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Google ads, marketing funnels, list building, storytelling, mindset. It runs the gamut. Anything that you would need to be able to succeed in your business. So I encourage you, pull up a chair. Listen in. Daniela is going to share her story, and we talk about this summit and why it's important for you to be there. Again, the link will be in the show notes. So enjoy this conversation with Daniela Nika. I'm here with my friend, Daniela Nika, and she is amazing. She has put together this summit that I've been talking about and posting about, and it's really incredible. So many great speakers. And a lot of people that I know personally who are involved in this. It's just such an awesome thing to come together for. And before we get too far into that, welcome, Daniela. Well, I'm so pleased that you're here. And just want to ask that you would maybe just give us a little bit of like, what's your story? Because it's not just that you're doing this event, but really what led up to this event is really amazing. And so I want people to get to know you a little bit more and hear straight from you what your story is.
Thank you so much. And thank you for being such a team player in promoting my summit so much. We're doing this together. We are on a mission here, okay? So I'm going to share a little bit of my story. I am an American. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay, so I was born in Romania. And I have shared that lately. I was born in a car, actually. So my mother couldn't make it to the hospital. So I was born on the streets, I could say. But and I love to travel very much. I don't know if the two are related or not, but anyway. And I was born in this very poor environment. I will not get into all the details of my communist country where, you know, there was basically anything to eat sometimes. Mm. And my parents had 5 kids to feed. And our childhood wasn't easy, okay? And I wanted to get out. I wanted to get out of poverty. I wanted to get out of my village. I was born in a village. And I wanted to escape, basically. So I thought I could study a lot. And if I would study a lot and read a lot of books, I could somehow find my freedom. And so I did. And I went to college. And everything seemed to be fine, except myself. Image and my limiting beliefs. Like, I was accumulating a lot of knowledge, but I couldn't believe I could do anything with my life except what I had learned in my childhood, which was to work hard in agriculture or doing something, you know, with my hands. So I left my country and I emigrated to Italy. And I lived there for 5 years. That's how I learned Italian. And now I have my speaking and coaching business in Italian as well. I actually have I have 3 businesses in 3 different languages.
Oh, wow.
So, Romanian, Italian, and English. And yes, my 5 years of working hard as a pizza maker in Italy, in Rome, Italy, I think paid off in terms of experience, self-development, and Italian language. So long story short, about 15 years ago, I met myself. Like, I met personal development books, seminars, and stuff like that. And I finally understood that I could do better, right? And I started to accumulate other type of information, but this time I was trying to apply something on myself. Like, I understood that I could have other purposes, other goals, and, you know, stay persistent and make other decisions and stuff like that. So, and part of that was that I was very inspired by these speakers that I started to see on stages, and this, you know, they seemed like actors or artists or stuff like that. I was thinking, wow, I so want to be like them, but, you know, they must be born to do that. They're just talented. And so for other 7 years or so, I had this dream inside of me, but I didn't do anything, right? I continued to read these books, to watch this seminar, these speakers on stages, and to just dream about it. I was so inspired and wanted to teach and speak. And I didn't even know that that was a business, actually, mm-hmm. until 7 years, eight years ago, when, I found an organization that was, the John Maxwell team, maybe you heard about that. Yeah. And they were certifying speakers and coaches in my country as well. So I was like, I'm totally in. I want to partner with, you know, I had read John Maxwell's books before and stuff like that. So that was my turning point. And I started this business, and I suddenly felt like a fish in the water, because it was what I really, really wanted to do. And so, nothing could stop me. For these 8 years, I was so ready to grow. And I built this business. But now it's not only, you know, dreaming, living the dream and attraction, and, you know, we think positively and everything will be fine. And no, it's not like that. I wish it would be, but it's not. So I am very action driven. So what I did is that first I made the decision to do this big business. And I remember 7 years ago, I wrote this new dream. My first dream was that I wanted to get paid for reading, actually. That was a 15 year. But now I wrote down this new dream. I want to inspire 1 million people, okay? 1 million people through my story. Now, I am a dreamer, but I am also very realistic. And I knew 1 million people I couldn't find in Romania. So I knew I wanted this international business. And that drove me to make all kinds of other decisions. Like, for example, going to the United States and learn from other experts. I did that so many times in the next 7 years. I was traveling to the United States at least twice a year. Last year, not this last year, the other last year, 2019. Yeah. Because this last year was crazy. But, you know, the 2019, I traveled 6 times to the United States just to learn from conferences, speakers. And so I invested a lot in myself. And what I did is that I learned how to market as well. So, and I know, Mike, you are an amazing artist. I so admire your work. But I also know that you invest in understanding the marketing side of the business. And also I know that you have a strong mindset and you teach people, other artists like you, on the mindset side, because it's not enough to be talented. Sometimes people are not that talented and they make it. They have maybe a more success than talented people because they have a strong mindset and they have a daily habit. Like I know you teach and it's awesome. Your talk at my summit is like my favorite.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You teach a simple technique that work everywhere to speakers, trainers, coaches, course creators, but also all kind of artists and actually all entrepreneurs, I would say. So it's amazing. So you need that. You need a daily habit. You need a strong mindset. You need to put passion over fear and persistence over perfectionism, right?
Yeah.
And learn from the mistakes. But also, and I know you invest in that as well, we need to get good in marketing and sales. So I did that. I invested massively in, I learned from the best, okay? And I never negotiated for that. I paid whatever this took, and it paid off. I have 100,000 people on my email list in Romania. That's a small country. That's a small market. Okay, so and then I expanded my influence and impact with the same techniques in Italy and now in English, and. So now, what's the point, right? I want to inspire other people like me and you, Mike.
Yeah.
I want to inspire because it is possible. And I don't want to be that, you know, woohoo motivational speaker that just say, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. I want to give real strategies and techniques and methods, both in mindset and in marketing. And I know I don't know it all, but I know I have experienced a lot of things. I have done a lot of mistakes, and I have met a lot of experts that I have in my network. And so in my journey, I had to learn email marketing. I had to learn list building. And now I teach people how to build their list because, you know, I happen to have built 100,000 people in my email list. I think I earned my right.
Yes.
That, right? Because I know there are a lot of experts and they speak English better than me. I know that. But I sometimes I'm wondering how many people they have in their email list, right? Because sometimes I feel like they took another course and now they teach that to others or stuff like that. Anyway, and there are, you know, amazing experts as well and really experienced people. So I had to learn how to build my list. I had to learn email marketing. I had to learn the basics, and not only actually the basics in copywriting. That's crucial. I see people in my area, and I know you see artists as well, and they are like, that's not my expertise. I will hire that. Well, good luck, first of all, good luck, because I'm not sure you will find, maybe you will find amazing copywriters. They are certified and they use all kinds of, you know, they know how to use the words. And they have formulas and templates and stuff like that. But do they know your voice? Mm-hmm. Do they really know how you set, connect emotionally with your audience, with their pain points, with their problems? So I believe in outsourcing, and it's okay to hire copywriters. But if you hire them, you need to give them the copy.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you need to do that. So I had to learn this. Then I had to learn storytelling. And it's not a talent. You can be talented, but you can also learn a lot. I believe artists who want to build a business need to learn how to tell the story of their art,
absolutely,
the story of their life, their struggles, and so on. So they could build courses. They could build so many things to monetize their genius, right? Because this, yeah, is the of our summit. And I believe storytelling can 10x any result, for sure. And I would probably teach an entire lesson on that, and maybe we can record some other session on this. But I'm sure, for me, there was the business before telling my story, and there is the business after telling my story. And the after is 10x better, bigger, more impactful, and whatever you want. And telling your story is learnable.
Yeah.
And then there are other things as well, of course, like, for example, the association with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Who is in your network? Who do you really listen when it comes to taking advice? So for me in my journey, I wanted to learn everything from everyone. And then somebody was saying something and somebody else was saying the opposite of that. So I had to really understand, you know, who is the voice I want to listen? Who really knows what? Who is the best expert in this and the best? So masterminds helped me a lot, and we both are part of a mastermind, but also really getting to know the right people in their expertise. So with my summit, what I'm trying to do is putting together the best experts that I know. Attention, not the biggest names that I know, but the best experts that I know for the topics that I know artists and speakers and trainers and coaches and personal brands generally need to not only learn, but also understand how to put in practice, act on that information. So basically what I did is that I gathered these speakers and I gave them an outline that I needed for my audience. And so we have 7 amazing days. There will be a lot of strategies. It will be about, you know, mindset, list building, copywriting, storytelling, networking, but also a lot of tactics and what works today, because we need to monetize, right? Otherwise, this is an expensive hobby.
Yes.
Right? Absolutely. This is a really expensive hobby. So, and, you know, there are people waiting for your art. They want to enjoy your art and they want to pay for it. So let's find all the strategies and the tactics that we can, but that makes sense for what you do. And this summit is for you from this perspective. So we have a lot of content, but also we have live panels. You can ask questions. We have networking. You can meet so many amazing people in our live networking sessions. And then, of course, we have, you know, action steps. I asked each speaker to give us some actionable things to do so that those who attend the summit can have something simple and very practical in their hands. Because, you know, content is everywhere, okay? So information is everywhere, and it's free. And this summit is free as well. And it's amazing. We have like 60 talks packed with value, packed with good information. And of course, you can find all the information you need on Google, on YouTube. But, you know, I feel like when you have a journey, a structure, step by step, and you have people speaking your language, not for everyone, but for us, for personal brands, for people like you guys and like us, because I feel like it's very similar, you know, when you are a coach and a speaker and when you are an artist, what you sell, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the real program or product that you sell. You sell your passion and your expertise and your talent. Yeah. This is what you sell. Yeah. So yeah, this is what this is.
And you know, I'm excited about this because what you talked about there is a couple of things. One, your own journey has proven that you're somebody who was getting in there and figuring things out. You're like, I'm not even sure maybe what the right next step is, but I know I need to keep moving and I know I need to keep taking action. And so that's been mirrored in your own journey. And now you're trying to set other people up for that success as well. Yeah. And saying, here's not just like a bunch of stuff that you can listen to that, again, you can find anywhere on YouTube. You can just Google certain phrases and find a wealth of information. But you're also saying, here's practical steps. Here's a pathway for people. And I know that that's the stuff that's been really helpful for me. And regardless of whatever conferences or events I've attended over the years, whether it's been in person or more recently the virtual ones, there's always at least one talk or one message that gets through to me that's so appropriate for where I am right now. Mm-hmm. There's other stuff that I say, okay, I'm going to flag that for later because that's not maybe a highest priority for me, or that's not really speaking to my right next step for where I am. But there's always one thing at least where I zero in on it and somebody's talking, I'm like, that's exactly what I needed for right now. Yeah. And so to be able to have access to that stuff, that's invaluable, because when we're in this place of creating and it's all like in our heads, you know, it's all a solitary activity. We do it by ourselves and we're just creating and doing things. And a lot of times we forget that we need to go back then to the people. We need to go back into community, you know, and make sure that we're connecting and learning and growing and experiencing things and bringing the things that we've created to people, not just saying, hey, come to me, you know? So I love that this summit is giving people opportunity for that.
Yes, yes. And a little bit back to what you said about the steps. I do believe that you need to know your direction, like the purpose, but you don't need to know it exactly because you can't. Your purpose evolve with you. And then just do one step towards it after one, right? So I have, the way I put it is that you build impossible dreams by doing possible steps every day, right? In the direction of the impossible. So yes, and I love that, and I think we think different thoughts, but on the same frequency, because we are all about mindset, right? And purpose-driven, and you know, this big dream, and but also very you know, practical and with action steps, and because it's only possible to reach the dream if you understand you know, the real practical things that you need to do and have in place in your business. So
I love that. Love that so much. And I know a lot of the people who are speaking at the event, and that they do just that. They're people who are action oriented. They get real practical with things, as well as have inspiring stories. And so I love that you are curating and saying, here's the network of people that I've come across. And now I want to help other people through what their area of expertise is. And I'm excited. I thank you for the opportunity for me to be able to share at this summit, and how, you know, like you said before, I don't think it's just artists and creative people who need to understand how to show up consistently to create something, but also, you know, people, maybe they want to write a book, maybe they want to launch a course, maybe they're creating something else that is business related or entrepreneurial. It's the same type of mindset that goes into it, and the same steps and process.
Exactly. They will need a daily habit to do that. And I'm so happy for your talk. Like, I truly mean when I say it's my, like, one of my favorites. It is so good and so doable, right? For everyone. And we need that, especially at the, you know, at the beginning of the year, we make all this new decision. And now what? So, I can't wait for your session, and I know people will so enjoy it. Not only enjoy it for the information, but for sure for the practical side of it. So, and I don't want to say anything, and I don't want to reveal.
We'll keep some stuff a secret so that people can sure tune in.
But maybe you can tell them the title of your session.
So it's establishing a daily creative habit. And and a lot of times I talk about this in terms of having marble moments. Small bite-sized steps that you can take. So
And you are such a talented, not only artist, but also a speaker. And so it's very enjoyable to listen to your talk.
And, you know, the thing that I've learned is that, and I think you probably resonate with this too, where the experiences you have, the insights that you glean from even the failures and the successes, it's only really has its worth when you can share it for other people and help them on their journey, right? Especially the failures where you feel like there are moments in your life where you're like, I don't really know what to do with this part of my life. I don't really know what to do with this experience. It was painful. I wouldn't have chosen it, but I went through it. And what did I learn? And now how can I redeem that to at least help other people so that maybe they can not make the same mistakes? Or maybe if they're in that season right now, they don't feel alone, you know?
Exactly. They get a little bit of encouragement at least. So the way I built my business is absolutely 100% through my story. So a big part of my business, my mindset courses, are from the lessons that I have learned before building the business all my life. And then the other part of my business, when it comes to, you know, building a business and the marketing and It's all the teachings, all my teachings come from my own experience of building it, of doing it. And I can't wait for the new mistake because I know it's going to be like a really good lesson teaching for my clients in the future, right? Because now I have to deal with it and make it right and learn the lesson. And I know it's not pleasant for anyone, but on a meta, meta thinking, how do you call it? It's like, oh, okay, I'm struggling right now and I don't like it. But I also know that it's good because it's growth and I will overcome it and I will then write a lesson on that. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I want to encourage everybody to make sure that they grab their free ticket to your summit, Monetize Your Genius Summit. And I put a link kind of scrolling there, but I'll put a link in the comments so that people can just click and grab their free ticket. Yeah. And it's going to be an amazing time. And again, maybe there's even just one session that you really need that's waiting for you. And it's the kind of stuff that when you surround yourself with the right people, people who can speak into your own journey and experiences, that's the thing that can actually help you take that right next step and level up. You know, some people right now, they may be stuck. They feel like they've been plateaued for a while. Mm-hmm. And it's these moments that actually can help us get a leg up and to go, okay, now I have some perspective and now I have some specific steps to take that can help me go the next leg of my journey. And then continue on. So I'm excited for everybody. I'm excited to just be a part of this. And again, I want to thank you for putting this together, for sharing your story, for sharing your network, for just, you know, the way that you show up to continue to serve and be a help to people, regardless of whatever it is that they're creating. You are just trying to shine a light on other people and help them. And I want to say thank you for that.
Thank you so much. You're so kind. Absolutely.